in these few verses from John chapter 4, Jesus tells us what true worship consists of. But he also tells us the purpose of true worship. The purpose of true worship. The Father seeks such people to be his worshippers. God is spirit, and the people who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Two things here. God is seeking, and God is spirit. Firstly, God is seeking true worshippers. He's actively looking for them. He's searching for them. He's pursuing them. God is on a mission because he really wants to find people like this. But did you notice? He has to seek them. This suggests that such people are quite rare and they're not immediately obvious. He's got to seek them. Search for them. I wonder, when he looks at you and he looks at me, does he say, I found what I'm seeking. I found what I'm looking for. These people truly worship me. I pray that may be true of all of us. So God is seeking, but God is also spirit. God is not a spirit. Like, he's one of many out there. No, God is spirit. It's his essence. It's who he is. God is spirit. And it means he's not restricted to a particular place. He can be worshipped anywhere and everywhere. That's why we can worship him when we're miles away from our home church. That's why we can worship him when things have just suddenly gone wrong and we need to cry out to him. That's why we can worship him right where we are. God is spirit. He's not confined to any particular place. And because he is spirit, he is to be worshipped in a spiritual way. 18th century Bible commentator Matthew Henry says this, when God comes to inquire for worshippers, the question will not be who worshipped at Jerusalem, but who worshipped in spirit. How important is this? Well, it looks like it's very important, going by what Jesus says next. He concludes this part of his discussion with the Samaritan woman by emphasizing the priority of worship. Verse 24, God is spirit, and the people who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Jesus doesn't regard spirit-truth worship as optional. He tells us we must worship God in spirit and truth. We have to give priority to worshiping in this way because Jesus gives priority to worshiping in this way. Twice in two consecutive verses, he states the priority of worshiping in spirit and truth. But how can we make spirit-truth worship a priority in our lives? How can we do it? Well, I love to be able to share with you some practical pointers of how together we can put the truth of God's word into practice. So here are some practical suggestions as we close. First of all, check what you believe. Make sure that you really believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Worship doesn't make you one of his followers. It's a response that comes from people who are already his followers. So check what you believe. Secondly, set aside time. Set aside time every day. This is a challenge to me as it is to you. Set aside time every day to read God's word, the Bible, and to pray. If we've any hope at all of worshiping in spirit and truth, and remember, these are the kinds of worshippers that God is seeking. If we've any hope at all of worshiping in spirit and truth, we need to start here. This is how we get to know the God that we worship, so that we can respond to him from the depths of our being. Get prepared. Get prepared. I think it's important to prepare ourselves for Sunday worship by the way we spend Saturday night. I think somewhere along the line on Saturday evening, it's a good idea to make sure that our heart is right with God, so that when we come together with others the next day, there'll be nothing that hinders our worship. No unconfessed sin. And finally, deal with distractions. I think Malcolm mentioned earlier on, in his opening prayer, I think, about, he didn't use the word distraction, but he said how other things crowd into our lives, other things compete for our attention. Distractions. Deal with anything that might be distracting us from following Jesus closely. So we ask the question, are there any lifestyle changes that need to be made? Any reading material or viewing material that needs to be altered? Are there any bitter attitudes that we need to let go of? Now, these are just examples. I'm sure you can add loads more to that, but these are just examples of some everyday things that can make it difficult for us to be true worshippers if we don't deal with these things head on. But a time is coming, and now is here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such people to be his worshippers. God is searching for true worshippers. They're on his wanted list. Has he found one in you? Has he found one in me?